亲的话，你要小心啊，孩子们在看着你。
And more importantly, God our Father is watching us.
更重要的，我们天父在看着我们。
Today's message is called Words Matter.
今天的这个信息的题目是话语极为重要。
And this week is very special. Not only are we approaching Father's Day, but on Thursday of this week, of next week, my wife and I will reach number 50 on our wedding.
所以是下个星期呢也很特别，不仅是下个星期是父亲节，而且下个礼拜四我们 Dick 弟兄和他的姐妹是他们50年的结婚纪念。
Anybody who knows our lives know that God and Christ at the center of our marriage is the reason why we have been able to journey for 50 years together.
对那些了解我们的人来说，他们都知道是因为主耶稣在我们是我们生活的中心，所以才能让我们婚姻能够维持到50年。
And we have many friends and loved ones who helped us get here, so we didn't get here by ourselves.
也有很多的弟兄姐妹这是来帮助我们，我们不是就靠着我们就能够走到这一步的。
When my wife kissed me goodbye today, and she headed up to our church, she said to me, "Preach the word."
今天早上我妻子向我吻别的时候，她去了她的那个教会去聚会，然后她给我今天给我说要讲神的话语。
And it is my pleasure to preach the word accurately, and I thank you for the invitation to open it up.
我们愿我们今天在这里都能讲神的话语，也谢谢弟兄姐妹的邀请。
We'll get to the one verse that we're going to cover today and many others, but I want to give you a real example of why words matter.
首先我给大家一个例子，就是说为什么这个话语极为重要。
This picture an air traffic control tower, and the pilot on the plane is calling in to get directions.
有这样一个画面，就是说这个飞行员呢在向这个飞行这个控制塔台来通话，就是说想要这个降落的这个方向。
They're quite a ways away from landing, but he says the pilot says, "Give me the final directions," and he said, "Give them to me now, please."
离这个降落的还有段距离，然后呢，这个飞行员呢就在问这个控制台说，现在就把这个方向告诉我。
And he says, I can't hear you clearly. I can't hear you clearly. Did you say turn left?
然后呢，这飞行员就问说，我刚才没有听清楚，你是不是说要往左转？
And the control power said, right.
那个塔台的就说，是的。但这个词呢，在英文里面也同时是往右转的意思。
So the airplane pilot turned left, and that was the wrong direction.
然后这个飞行员呢就向右，左边，向左转，然后这个是就是错误的方向。
What he should have said was correct.
这个控制塔台应该回答的应该是说是正确的。
One wrong word, and that plane crashed, and everybody on the plane was killed.
一个词用错了，结果这个飞行员还有上面的所有的乘客都就是死掉了。
One wrong word made the difference between life and death.
一个词用错，这个区别就是生和死的区别。
When my wife heard my proposal that I wanted to marry her, she had three choices.
当我妻子听到我向她求婚的时候，她有三个选择。
If she said maybe,
她说可能。
I would have to wait.
我又要继续等。
If she said no,
如果她说不的话,
game over.
这个就结束了。
But she said yes.
但她说的是是，可以。
One word,
一个词,
changed our lives.
就改变了我们的生活。
And so we're going to focus on words matter.
今天我们就重点就在看这个话语是多么的重要。
Wise or foolish words, it's Proverbs 25:11 says it this way. In one version, it says, like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in the right circumstances.
聪明或愚昧的话语，在圣经里面就是箴言25:11是这样读，是说一句话说得合宜，就如金苹果在银网子里。
It's a little hard to understand, but I'm going to try to illustrate that. It also says in another, in the message, it says this, the right word at the right time is like a custom-made piece of jewelry.
用另外一个经文另外一个版本来解释的话，就说在合适的正确的时间说正确的话语，就好像一件专门定做的珠宝一样。
So I was trying to picture that when I've given my wife jewelry,
当我给我妻子这个首饰的时候，珠宝。
The one she really likes are pearls from Hong Kong alley.
她最希望的想得到的是那个香港的一个小巷里面的一个珍珠。
It was a good deal and they're real.
既是真的，也是很好的价钱。
So when I give my wife something like this.
当我给我妻子像这样东西的时候，如果只是就这样丢给她，放在一个纸袋子里面，虽然这礼物很好，但是这个形式不太好。
So if I had black velvet or black silk and I put it against that, she would say, oh.
如果把它用这个黑色的这个丝的这个绸子包起来，然后送给他的话，他会说哇，很好看。
So like picking the right word against the right setting, right timing, right word, that is what is very, very important. Amen.
所以说，这个正确的话语，你一定要用正确的时机、正确的方式来讲出来，所以才会有特别的效果。
Our words are supposed to be Christ-like and beautiful.
我们的话语应该是像耶稣一样，应该是很美的。
And so my wife has, through the years, received jewelry, but she has also received some beautiful words, and sometimes words that were not beautiful.
我妻子这些过去这些年收到了很多这种漂亮的珠宝，她也收到了很多的话语，有些话语很好，有些话语不是很好。
Do you remember King Solomon's words that came from 1 Kings 3:16-20? I think you'll remember this story.
大家可能还记得这个所罗门王的这个智慧话语的一个故事，就是在列王志上的3:16-18.
Remember the story when two women claimed to be a newborn child's mother.
记得这故事吗？就是有两个妇人，她们都说自己是一个新生儿的母亲。
They both argued and disagreed, so they came to King Solomon to ask him to make a wise decision. Who's the real mom?
然后他们就争执，达不到一致，然后他们就到了这个所罗门王那里，就说，哪个是这个孩子真正的母亲？
He listened and he asked for a sharp sword so he could cut the baby in half and give half to each mother.
所罗门王听了以后呢，就说，拿一个剑来，就把这孩子呢可以切成两半。然后呢，这两个母亲呢，可以一人得一半。
And one mother said, "No, no, no! Don't cut the baby in half. Give the baby to the other woman."
一个妈妈就说，不要，切开这个孩子，就把这个孩子给另外一个夫人好了。
How did King Solomon know which one was the real mother?
所罗门王怎么会知道哪个是真正的母亲呢？
He'd asked God for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom.
他向神求智慧，神就给了他智慧。
And in the wisdom that God gave this mother, he knew that the real mother would never want her baby to be killed because she loved the baby more alive than half dead or dead and in half.
所以神就给了这个所罗门王智慧，他就可以知道这个真正的母亲呢是宁愿这孩子活着，也不希望这孩子死掉，然后他只得到一半。
Solomon knew how to use wise words.
所罗门王知道怎样用这个明智的话语。
And the result was this, 1 Kings 3:28. When all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had handed down, they feared and respected him, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice.
这样的结果呢，就是说在这个列王志上3:28，就说以色列众人听见王这样判断，就都敬畏他， 因为见他心里有神的智慧，能以断案。
Brothers, they could see that the wisdom of God was in him.
这些人可以看见神的智慧就在这个所罗门王身上。
So can we ask the Lord to fill us with wisdom, wise words, so that others will see that the wisdom is coming from the Heavenly Father, not just us?
我们可不可以也这样求，来求神的智慧和这个明智的话语来充满我们，这样神别人就可以看见这个智慧是从神那里来的。
When we're faced with life-changing decisions, I can draw a few examples or lessons from this story.
当我们面对这种可以改变生命的决定的时候，我们可以学一些功课。
First one is listen to all sides of the arguments.
有些教训的第一条就是说，一定要聆听各个方面的辩解。
Pause and pray for God's wisdom to come into our thinking and to help us make wise decisions.
我们停下来，我们祷告，求神的智慧来进到我们里面，这样我们可以来做出一个明智的决定。
Don't reply too quickly.
不要回答得太快。
Don't reply when you're angry.
也不要回答在你生气的时候来回答。
Don't reply by just favoring a person.
也不要偏向某个人。
Ask God to open up our ears and our heart and our emotion, and then speak to us. What's your best answer here?
我们就来祷告，求神来打开我们的心，打开我们的耳朵，打开我们的思想，这样我们能够听见神向我们所说的话，我们也能够知道神要我们所说这个最好这个答案。
Wise words are the best words needed for an occasion.
明智的话是在当时那个情形下是最好的话。
Wise words are words that fit the situation.
明智的话是在当时那个处境下是最合宜的。
And part of picking wise words is the length and the number of words that you choose.
来选择这个明智的话语，其中一个很重要的一点就是说这个用词的这个长度和这个数目数量。
Ecclesiastes 5:2 says, "Do not be hasty in word or impulse in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God."
在传道书五章二节这样说：你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言。
For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。
I don't know how many of the wives here, or maybe the girlfriends,
我不知道这里有多少是做妻子或者说女朋友。
have the thought, he never talks to me.
你有没有这样想过，说为什么他都不给我讲话呢？
He just sits there.
他就坐在那边。
I ask him what's wrong.
我问他怎么了？
Nothing.
没有回答。
Very few words.
很少的话。
That's not quite what the Bible is saying.
这个并不是说这个圣经所说的这个情况。
And so we are encouraged to pick the words carefully, not too many and not too few.
我们要鼓励大家在讲话时候，一方面不要讲太多，一方面不要讲太少。
Okay. Jesus is the master of few words.
耶稣是一位就是言语寡少的大师。
In Matthew 6:9-13, when his disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, he only used 66 key words.
在马太福音六章九到十三节这里，当他的门徒们问耶稣怎样来祷告的时候，耶稣只用了66个词。
Jesus never wastes words.
耶稣从来不浪费话语。
So in 66 words, he gave his disciples a model, a timeless model for how to pray accurately.
就是66个词，耶稣就教导他的门徒怎样给他们做了一个怎样祷告的一个永远的一个榜样。
And Matthew 5:37 says, "Let your yes be,
yes,
and let your no be."
No.
Okay.
马太福音五章三十七节是这样说：你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
Says all you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this scripture said, comes from the devil.
圣经就这样说，就说就简简单单说是或者不是，若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
Satan, the evil one, is a skillful user of words.
撒旦就是那个恶者，他是一个使用言语非常有技巧的。
Do not get into discussions with the evil one.
所以不要跟这个恶者来争论。
And if you encounter Satan, defeat him just as Jesus did by quoting God's word accurately back to him.
所以当我们遇见撒旦的时候，我们就要学习耶稣的样子，就要准确地引用神的话，这样来打败他。
And our words should be totally honest by meaning exactly what we mean to say.
我们的话语应该是诚实的，应该就是说我们说什么就意味着是什么，就是那意思。
When we vow or promise, we must fulfill what we vowed or promised.
当我们许诺或者发誓的时候，我们一定要言而有信。
And the thought was, Scripture says that to go beyond our yeses and nos can mean that Satan has infiltrated our words and has created untruth. So we want to be careful and guard them.
圣经里面这样说，如果我们所说的超过了，就是说是或者不是的时候，就说明撒旦可能已经渗透在我们里面，然后我们可能已经说的是谎言。
Foolish people use words poorly.
愚昧的人用的话语是很用不好的话语，不会用这个话语，不会使用话语。
Ecclesiastes 5:3 says, "For the dream comes through much effort, and the voice of a fool through many words."
传道书五章三节这样说：事物多就令人做梦，言语多就显出愚昧。
Using more words than needed can turn a person into a foolish person.
如果我们使用一些不必要的、过多的话语，就会让一个人变成一个愚昧的人。
How many parents have seen their kids do this? They just roll their eyes.
有多少个父母见过他们儿女这样子，就说去翻白眼儿。
And they stiffen their bodies.
然后他们的身体就这样拧着。
And they think, oh no, here comes my parents' lecture again.
他们想，哦，我父母又要来说教我了。
Even if the parents' words are correct and wise,
即便有时候父母的话语是正确的，也是明智的。
Sometimes the length and the timing is off, and it makes the words sound foolish.
但有些时候呢，那话语太长了，有些时候时机也不对，就让这个话呢显起来就是很愚昧。
So the kid really doesn't listen.
所以孩子们根本没有在听。
Pushes back.
就是。这个
opposes, yeah.
很反抗
or pretends to listen,
或者说假装在听
and by pretending to listen just misleads the parents.
他们假装在听，然后父母以为他们在听，其实就是在误导父母。
And if kids then make mistakes because they don't listen to wisdom.
如果这个孩子因为没有听这个智慧的话语，然后他们就犯了错误。
What they don't want to hear then is what?
他们最害怕听到是什么？
I told you.
我早就告诉过你了。
Those words are okay, but it's the timing, it's the tone, it's the motivation that gets us in trouble.
这话语本身可能是对的，但是呢，是这个讲话的这个时机长度，包括这个语调。是让我们就是有麻烦。
And so, the book of James 3:6-8 says, "No one can tame the tongue."
在雅各书三章六节和八到十节说，没有人能够管住他们的舌头。
The tongue is a fire.
舌头是就是火。
The tongue is a restless evil.
是不止息的恶物。
And the tongue is full of deadly poison.
满了害死人的毒气。
With our tongue we bless our Lord and Father.
我们用舌头颂赞那为父，那为主为父的。
And with it we curse people.
又用舌头来咒主人。
Who have been made in the likeness of God.
是那照着神形象被造的人。
From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing.
颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来。
And it says, my brothers and sisters, these things ought not to be this way.
我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
So we are warned in Scripture, be careful with what we say. Let the Holy Spirit help us to pick those words when we say them.
所以在圣经里面已经警告我们怎样用使用话语，愿圣灵真是来教导我们怎样来选择这个正确的话语。
Last week I saw a true example of poisonous words.
上星期我看见一个真实的一个例子，就是用这个有毒的话语。
My nephew Ricky told me that when he was being raised, his grandfather abused him horribly.
我的侄子叫 Ricky， 上星期他告诉我说，他的祖父一直是在虐待他。
His grandfather used poisonous words and swore at him regularly and made fun of him.
然后这个祖父呢，经常用一些有毒的话语来对他讲，有时候会咒骂他，然后有时候来取笑他。
Things got so bad that the parents of Ricky could never leave him alone with his grandfather.
以致这个情形到了这么一个严重的地步，这个 Ricky 的父母就不让他的祖父可以单独和 Ricky 在一起。
Now he had three older brothers, and the grandfather didn't treat them the same way. He was kind to them. Only Ricky did the words poison him regularly.
这个 Ricky 还有三个弟兄，但是这个祖父呢，对那三个弟兄就非常好，非常和气。唯独对 Ricky 的就特别，就是用话语来虐待他。
So last week Ricky was telling me this story, and he said after many, many years of abuse, his grandfather got seriously ill and lay dying.On a bed.
上星期这个 Ricky 呢就给安主说，他经过这么多年的这个虐待以后，然后他的这个祖父呢最近，非常病得很厉害，躺在病床上。
When Ricky heard from his mother that his grandfather was dying, he drove 4 hours quickly to see his grandfather on his deathbed.
当 Ricky 从他妈妈那里听说这个祖父快要死的时候，他就开车四个小时去看他的祖父。
As Ricky walked into the hospital room where his grandfather was dying, his grandfather saw him walk in and he said, "What are you doing here?"
当 Ricky 走到这个医院这个病房里，他的父亲他这个祖父已经快死了。他祖父看见这个 Ricky 进来的时候，就问他，你来做什么？
And then his grandfather swore at him and said, "Get out."
然后这祖父就来骂他，然后就冲他喊，让他出去。
The words were so poisonous and harmful and angry and destructive that Ricky left immediately.
然后他祖父的话语是这样的有毒害，这样的有弄气，然后这样有毁坏性，然后 Ricky 就很快就离开了这个医院。
20 minutes later, after Ricky had left,
Ricky 离开二十分钟以后
，the grandfather died.
这个祖父就去世了。
He died a bitter man.
他心里满有苦毒。
And his words remain in Ricky's mind, and the poison is still there, and he has a very difficult time forgiving his grandfather.
他的有毒的话语仍然在这个 Ricky 的心里面，一直在影响他，所以让他很难来原谅他这个祖父。
Ricky turned to me, and he said to me, "If I go to heaven."
Ricky 就对安主弟兄说，如果我到了天上天堂
，and I come up to some heavenly gates，
然后我进了天堂的门
，and I see my abusive grandfather standing there，
如果看见我那个虐待我的那个祖父站在那里的话
，I will walk right by him and I will not talk to him，
我会从他身边走过去，我不会跟他讲话的。
That's a really sad true story。
这个故事很真实，但是也是很让人难过。
And if Ricky does not learn how to forgive his grandfather, he will stay poisoned for the rest of his life.
如果 Ricky 没有学会怎样来原谅他这个祖父的话，他就会一直就是受这个毒，一直在他余生里面一直会这样。
And Ricky may develop into a dad, which he is already, who poisons his two children, his wife, and people with abusive words.From his own mouth, Ricky is in deep trouble because of bitterness.
所以 Ricky 呢会以后会也会变成一个这样的一个父有毒害的一个父亲，因为他现在已经有两个孩子，也会影响他的妻子，而且也会影响他周围的人，因为从他嘴里面讲出来的话也会是这种有毒害的。
Ricky is not yet a Christian, so he has no real power from God to help him.
Ricky 还不是一个基督徒，所以他没有从神那里来这个真正的这个能力。
And so he said to me, I really appreciate you listening to me, Uncle Dick.
他对Dick 弟兄说，我非常感谢你听我讲这些。
And God gave favor, and we started to talk about the Word of God.
然后感谢神，然后他们就开始讲神的话语。
And he agreed to read the Gospels.
然后他就愿意来读福音书。
But he has no Bible, so how is he going to read it?
但是他没有圣经，不知道他怎么样来读。
And it came to me, why don't I give him a Father's Day gift?
然后他就说，能不能给我是不是要给他一件这个父亲节的礼物呢？
So I got him a modern Bible with red letters of Jesus, and I said, go study. Don't let anybody tell you what. Go study what Jesus is saying with the red letters, and then, if you wish, we can talk by phone again.
然后呢，我就送了他一本这个圣经，里面就是凡是耶稣讲的话呢，都用红色的字就是标出来那种，就说你回去就读耶稣所说的话。如果你有问题的话，可以再跟我联系。
Ricky's Bible is going to arrive either Tuesday or Wednesday in Vancouver, Washington.
那个给 Ricky 订的那个圣经呢，是礼拜二或礼拜三会到这个华盛顿州的这个温哥华。
It has a note from me wishing him Happy Father's Day.
里面有一个条子，就是说祝他父亲节快乐。
Giving him my email and my phone numbers in case he wants to start reading, and I will join him. If he picks a book, I asked his permission if I could join him and read with him, and then talk once a month.
然后里面我也留了我的电话和 email 地址，这样就说万一他要开始读圣经的话呢，我愿意和他一起来读，这样我可以他有问题也可以来问我。
Pray for Ricky that the Word of God will penetrate his heart and save him.
我们这是为 Ricky 祷告，愿神的话语就能进入他的心里面，来拯救他。
And when I see progress.Come back to preach. I will give you an update on Ricky.
如果我看他有什么进展的话，下次我来给大家分享信息的时候，我会给大家有些更新。
Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech, let your words always be seasoned with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how to respond to each person."
哥罗西书四章六节这样说。你们的话言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Words with grace bless people.
言语带着和气会祝福人。
Words with grace remind people that God loves them.
言语带着和气会提醒人神是爱他们。
Words with grace show people that God is more willing to forgive people than just tell them how bad they are.
言语带着和气可以告诉人们，可以向人们来显示神不只是来只是告诉人我们人有多么坏，而且是愿意来原谅我们。
Grace filled words have a salty flavor and can bring positive and pleasing flavors to every conversation.
所以充满和气的话语就像带着那个盐调和过的那个味道，能够对这个我们的对话和关系里面带来一个积极的影响。
How many of you watch the evening news?
有多少人会看这个晚间新闻？
How many of you read some kind of a newspaper on news, especially in the United States?
有多少人在美国就读这个报纸啊什么的？
Does that news encourage you?
那些新闻有没有令人鼓舞？
I watch high-level government authorities fight with poison words.
我可以看到美国这个政府这些很高层的官员，他们之间就是用这些有毒的话语互相来攻击。
They blame each other and they cause trouble.
他们彼此责怪，然后他们也造成很多的麻烦。
They make war with their words.
他们用他们的话语来进行互相的战斗战争。
不好意思 ，I am so embarrassed sometimes to be an American when I hear.High-level leaders use words to harm people. I'm just embarrassed.
当我听见美国这些高层的政府的官员用这些有毒害的话语来互相攻击的时候，我作为一个美国人感到很羞愧。
And I know that Scripture says, then you should pray for your leaders that they will choose better words that bless rather than hurt. And I don't pray sometimes for my leaders. I just watch them destroy people with their words. That is not right.
圣经有话说要为你的领导执政掌权的来祷告，这样他们可以选择这个明智的话语，因为用这我没有为他们祷告，这个是不对的。
While parents should choose healthy words to encourage their children,
作为父母的要来学会选择这个健康的话语来鼓励他们的孩子。
Children should also learn how to use healthy words to bless their parents.
作为孩子，他们也应该学会怎样用健康的话语来称颂他们的父母。我最近听了一个非常真实的故事。这是真实的故事。我听到这个故事呢，是关于一个中国祖母的故事。
I'm just telling you the story. Maybe I should say it was a grandmother. Okay. Okay. So.
或许我应该说只是一个祖母，不提中国。
I'm just telling the story.
但是他只是在讲这个故事。
The grandmother was watching the grandchild.
这个祖母呢，就看这个孙子在低着头看手机。哦，看什么？
And so, the grandmother got really angry.
然后这个祖母呢就很生气。
She walked over to the kid on the cell phone.
她就走到这个孩子面前，用这个尺子在他头上打了一下。他就用这个尺子在他头上打了一下，他就问他说，疼不疼？疼不疼？然后这个祖母就对那孩子说，你不跟我讲话的时候也是让我很心痛。
There's too many words.
一方面讲太多的话。
There's too few words.
另外一方面就是有讲太少的话，
And then there's no words.
然后就一句话没有。
No words get the whack.
如果不讲话的话，就要挨打。
From this Chinese grandmother.
从这个祖母，这个中国的奶奶这边。
I'm going to leave that true story alone.
我们
and not give any more examples.
我们就讲到这个故事。
Now you know, as we look at when you hear poisonous words.Scripture does not encourage that at all.
所以我们知道，当我们讲到这有毒害的话语的时候，圣经里是根本不鼓励这样子。
In Asian countries like Korea, Japan, mainland China, Taiwan, there are spoken words that can poison people.
在亚洲的国家里，像韩国、日本，有时候像中国大陆或台湾的地区。
These Asian countries.Are known to be shame-based and performance-driven.
在这些地区呢，经常会有人讲这些有毒害的话语，因为这些国家呢是以羞耻为基础的，来以笑基来为目标的这样的国家。
And we know that using shame to push people does not produce long-term positive results.
我们知道，如果用羞耻感来推动人来好好表现的话，这种效果不会长久。
So what we get is resentment, stuffed anger, and avoiding people who shame and push beyond reasonable aspirations.
所以这样的结果呢，就会导致怨恨，然后会堆积一些愤怒， 然后会让人会躲避那些来羞耻他们来推他们的那些人。
Do you remember the child's poem? It said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but bad names will never hurt me.
大家有没有听过这个英文里面这样一首儿童的诗歌，儿童诗，就是说棍子和石头可能会打断我的骨头，但是那些恶言恶语从来不会伤到我。
Is this true?
真的是这样吗？
It's not true. It's a half-truth at best.
最多有一半是对的。
Bad names hurt people. And it's called bullying.
恶言恶语会伤人，这叫做霸凌。
And so you know this, but I'm going to give you the example. In the Seattle Times, they ran a story called China's Single Women Face a Dreaded Day.
大家有没有看过在西雅图时报上有这样一篇文章，题目就是说中国的单身女子面临着一个很可怕的一天。
Seattle Times, and they had interviewed single women from, in this case, from China, mainland China.
他们有这样一篇文章，然后采访一些从来自中国的一些单身的妇女。
And the article for everybody to read said that there were women who were not yet married by their late 20s, and some leftover women were searching for ways not to go home and hear their parents say some harmful words.
在这个文章里面就讲到了，就是说有一些就是说是到了他们大二十几岁，就快到三十岁还没有结婚的一些妇女，她们被称为剩女，然后呢他们就想办法来躲避，就是不要回家，不然会听到他们父母一些有毒的话语。
They did not want to hear.
他们不想听见。
Your classmates have children. You don't even have a boyfriend.
他们不想听到说你同学都有孩子了，你连个男朋友都没有。
So they dreaded going home there.
所以他们很害怕回家。
And then they dreaded to hear, "Hurry up and get married."
他们也怕听见这样话，就说快点结婚吧。
And so, when they felt pressure, some of them invented stories of fake boyfriends.
所以他们有些人呢，就说甚至发明，就说自己编造，说自己有个男朋友。
Some of them asked their bosses to increase their work so that they didn't have to go home during holidays because they had to work at work.
有些呢，甚至就是也请他们的老板，就说来增加他们的工作量，这样他们就一直在假期里面也要工作，就可以不用找借口不用回家。
Everybody who read the newspaper in Seattle who saw that article saw it.
所有这些人就是看这个《西雅图时报》看见这篇文章的人都很难过。
And because they were quoting from mainland China, then of course people have a poor impression of this. Even though it may be small examples, people say, "Oh, I never knew that."
因为这个讲的这个例子呢，是从这个大中国大陆来的，虽然是代表了只是很小的一小部分，但是人们听了就会说，看了就会说，哦，我还不知道中国是这个样子。
Hospitals in some Asian countries are reporting more and more young people seeking medical treatment for their anxieties, sometimes caused by poisonous words from people.
来自亚洲的一些医院现在来就是报告说有越来越多的年轻人他们需要这个治疗，因为他们有这个焦虑的原因，很多时候呢是由于就是这些有毒的话语所造成的。
But well placed words can hold things together.
但是明智的话会把这个事情就是会把这个事情能够整合在一起。
I want to illustrate this quickly from Ecclesiastes 12:11.
在传道书十二章十一节是这样说。
The words of the wise prod us to live well.
这个明智的话语可以好像这个刺棍一样。
The words of the wise are like nails that are hammered home, holding life together.
这个明智的话语就好像这个钉子来钉在一起的这个房子一样，所以这个生活呢就不会来散架。
Let me illustrate that, okay?
大家我给大家来表演一下。我的学生送我一件礼物，上面有我们家的这个名字，上面一个木板。我就在想办法，就是怎样把这个板子呢来固定在我的这个前面这个阳台上，这样风就不会把它吹走。一开始我想要不要用个胶带，要不就是用一些绳子把它绑紧，或者更粗一点的绳子。最后呢，我想不，我要把它来固定好。当我们看到圣经里说，这个钉子就好像那个锚一样，可以来固定。大家想想，如果这个祖母用这个锤子会怎么样？
No, ruler much better.
尺子可能会好一点。
So.Again, that scripture, if you read that scripture again, words of the wise prod us to live well. Words are like nails hammered home, holding life together.
所以话语呢，就好像用钉子来钉在一起的这个房子一样，会让我们的生活不至于散架。
这叫什么？
这是什么？
Nails are like wise words, right?
钉子就像那个明智的话语一样。如果你用这明智的话语的话，就像钉子一样，它可以用来固定我们所要做的。
Wise words, wise words, hang on.
好，这是明智的话语，这钉子。
Come in. Very ugly.Okay, I think that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'll hammer it better when I get home.
我回家再钉的好一点。
I have anchored our name. I've anchored it, and when I get home, I'll pound it into the wall.
Okay.
I might even use a screw.
Okay, 我等回家以后我就把这牌子拿下来，可能用螺丝把它固定好。
What's the point?
这个关键是什么？就用这个话语可以来，就是来锚定我们所想说的。如果我们用明智的话语的话，就可以把你所想要说的来，锚定。如果用有毒的话语的话，我们就会伤害这个关系。大家有没有注意到，这个话一旦从你嘴里说出以后，你就没办法把它再拿回来了。
Have you noticed if you send the email or the Twitter, whatever you do, if you put it in print and you send it, you can't get it back?
大家有没有注意到，当你不管是写邮件还是发这个这个社交软件或者这些发你有些那个发言的时候，一旦你送出去，就没办法再拿回来了。
And so, brothers and sisters, the encouragement, of course, is today that Jesus is the ultimate word, and He's the one we want to listen to how He speaks, and ask Him for help when we speak.
今天我们所想学到的就是说，耶稣是那个终极的话语，所以我们要看看耶稣是怎样来说这些话，然后是要说什么。
John 1:1.In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰福音一章一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And so Jesus is our hope with the words for our lives, and we want to count on Him to help us use words wisely.
耶稣是神，他我们就真是把我们希望放在他身上，愿真是我们能够，愿他教导我们怎样用这个明智的话语。
as the Word of God, Jesus became human, and he chose to live among humans so that people could see that he was God.
耶稣是神的话, 但是他道成肉身, 成了人的形象, 然后生活在人的中间, 这样人可以知道神是什么样子。
He lived a normal life but without sin.
他过了一个很普通的生活, 但是没有犯罪。
Until he was baptized in water by John the Baptist, his cousin, and he received power from on high. From then on in, as the Father said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased."
直到他在被这个施洗约翰在水里受施洗以后，然后他又从圣灵那里得到了这个持续不断的这个能力。然后呢，神就说：“这是我的爱子。”
Brother, as I close this message, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you, those of you who are real believers, you really believe Christ and you follow, I want to encourage you with the following.
今天我们信心呢，就是对于如果是你是一个耶稣真正的一个门徒，你真正来追随耶稣的话，下面有些话是来给大家一些鼓励。
And if you are here today and you have not made a decision, you have not read the words of Jesus, you have not seen who he is for yourself, then let me remind you that Jesus is the only authority God has given who can forgive sins.
如果你还没有接受耶稣，你还没有相信他，这下面我要给你一个提醒，就是说，耶稣是唯一的一位神所授权的人，可以来赦免罪的。
My father, before he became a follower of Christ, used to argue with me.
我的父亲在他相信主以前，他有时候会给我争论。
That he was good enough to go to heaven because he had done many good things in his life, more than bad things.
他说他可以进天堂，因为他做了足够多的事情，比做的好事比坏事多。
And he said, "I'm not as bad as so and so."
他说我不像某某某那么坏。
And I said to my dad, "Dad, I'm so sad that you believe that."
我就跟我父亲说，你这样子相信我很难过。
What you've done is you've created another plan for salvation, another plan to forgive your sins. You're doing the balance, good deeds, bad deeds.
所以你所做的就是说你好像是在创造一个新的办法让你自己来得救，你好像把这个做的好事坏事好像是来衡量一下。
And I said, "Dad, I love you, but you are in a very dangerous condition because you're calling God a liar. That his plan, his only plan to forgive your sins, you'll pass and you'll create another plan. I'm good enough."
我跟我父亲说，我很难过，因为你这样子想这样做，好像是在说神是说谎的，因为你创造了你自己又发明了一个新的办法，可以让你自己来得救。
My dad and I had a very strong relationship. He let me read the Bible to him. He let me explain the stories. He said, "I like the way you explain the stories."
我父亲和我的关系很好，所以他和我一起来读圣经，然后他也听我来解释圣经里面的故事。他说我喜欢你这样来给我再讲这些故事。
And with other Christian men coming alongside, my dad heard the Lord, heard his word, heard his claims, and he received him 2 years before he died.
对那些知道我们人来说，就是说我的父亲他就听了这个圣经里面的故事，听到神的话语，然后在他去世之前两年，他就接受了主。God
is the only authorized one who can forgive sins. No other founder of any other philosophy or religion can forgive sins and does not make that claim.
耶稣是唯一有权柄的人，可以赦罪。And
brothers and sisters, may I share again, He is the ultimate and will be the ultimate judge of the living and the dead.
还要给大家听一下，就是说耶稣是对所有的人，不管是死人还是活人，他是那最终的那个审判。
2 Timothy chapter 4, he will be the final judge of all people. He will be the final voice, and he will be the final and highest word when he renders his decision. Who will be with him? And who will be banished from him?
在提摩太书第几章？五提摩太第四
Second Timothy chapter.
提摩太后书第四章就说到耶稣是那最最终极的那个审判官，他会决定谁进天堂谁进地狱，谁会在这边谁会在那边。
Brothers and sisters, I end with this. Never underestimate Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，最后一个就是忠告，就是说永远不要低估耶稣。
Do not underestimate him, because he, what did he say? Don't be afraid of him who can kill the body. Be afraid of him who can cast your soul into hell. Do not underestimate the power of Jesus to be judge over your life and my life. Don't underestimate him.
圣经里是怎么说的？就说是那能杀身体的不要怕他，那能杀身体和灵魂的需要怕他。耶稣就是有那个最终的审判，他会决定是最后给我们这个审判的那位。
And so I want to end with this, and thank you very much for listening.
最后我想就停在这里，然后谢谢大家，的听我的信息。
Read and eat God's words, so that they go into you and flow out of you with regularity.
所以我们应该去读神的话语，而且要把他的话语吃下去。这样的话呢，就是我们可以把他的话语能够，活出来。
I pray for you and for me and for all of us what Jeremiah 15:16 said.
最后我们是在耶利米书十五章十六节这样子说。
When I discovered your words,
我得到你的言语
，I devoured them, I ate them up.
就当食物吃了。
Your words are my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God of heaven's armies.
你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
I pray my nephew Ricky will discover God's words and that he will eat them up and believe them.
我为我的侄子 Ricky 祷告，愿他能够发现神的话语，能够把它吃下去，能成为他的一部分。
Words matter greatly.
话语极为重要。
So eat God's words and let his words become your source of joy.
所以我们要把神的话语吃下去，让神的话成为我们喜乐的源泉。
Let your heart delight as you bear his name.
让我们的心欢喜快乐，因为我们是称为他名下的人。
And let your heart delight as you represent him in this world that is filled with words.
也让我们的心欢喜快乐，因为我们可以在这个充满这个满有话语的世界上，能够作为神的一个代表。
谢谢你。谢谢。